30 years, 15 days, 9 countries, 2 wars, describes retired Sergeant Major James E. Dyson Jr.'s career in the Army. Dyson says he joined the Army in his late teens as a way to get an education and make a living.
I didn't have anything going for myself at age 17. Had dropped out of school and just barely got into the Army. You had to make 70 on a test to get into the Army, and I made 74. About a year later, they retested a bunch of us dummies, and I made 74 again. That's when I started studying GED, and almost any time that you've seen me, I had a book, manual, a field manual, a pocket dictionary, trying to improve my vocabulary.
Dyson says despite improving his education, racial discrimination persisted.
Just getting into integration in the Army, it was my job to drive a tank primarily. And when it came time for me to drive that tank, no one was going to ride with me. And I thought that was ridiculous. Who in the world is going to run into a tank? Because tanks will run over cars, knock down trees, get out of ditches, you name it. So I rode around alone.
Dyson says discrimination is nothing new in the military, saying African American soldiers were mistreated in numerous wars, including World War I and World War II.
World War II, the 761st Tank Battalion made big noise in Germany for General George Patton. And after the war was over, they weren't recommended for a presidential unit citation. So it took President Jimmy Carter to give them a presidential unit citation, and Bill Clinton awarded about 8 of them the Medal of Honor. So again, I have trouble with honor because I was in the military for 30 years and 15 days, and I was discriminated against off and on for 30 years because they cut me a bit of a slack about 30 days before I retired.
Dyson says he experienced success in the Army in spite of the challenges he faced and encourages those who want to join the armed services not to waste a second enlisting. For more veteran stories, log on to wvas.veteranscominghome.org. Melanie Hogan, WVAS News. Amelia Boynton's extraordinary life includes marching with famous civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. during Bloody Sunday, a time she says dying never crossed her mind.
I knew God had something for me to live for, and that something hadn't even come yet.
Out of 100-plus years of living, Boynton crowns one significant event.
In the Civil Rights Bill, the proudest moment was when L.B. Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act. That was his proudest moment, but yet I was not pleased because I didn't think that we had everything in it, not only the right to vote, but everything else that goes on with it, integration. That is yet to be seen.
And what is Boynton's message to future generations?
Participation will be that they're going to turn this world upside down.
She hopes people will learn from the civil rights movement and continue to cherish the right to vote. Happy birthday, Mrs. Boynton. Melanie Hogan, WVAS News. St. Jude's School that opened in 1938 will close its doors in a few days. Bill Ford, president of the St. Jude Alumni and Friends Association, says his phone has not stopped ringing since the announcement was made.
It's a sign, really, that there is a groundswell of support. There's a reservoir of support for St. Jude's that, curiously, has been dormant for whatever reason. But it's clear that the reaction, and not all of these people are people who went to St. Jude's. I've been surprised by the people with the first thing out of their mouth is, I didn't go to St. Jude's, but, you know, St. Jude's has always represented a standard of excellence.
The Archdiocese says over the last 10 years, more than $6 million in school support had been spent, noting the cost of educating each student was over $8,000, but the current tuition was $4,800. Ford says regardless of the outcome, the school's legacy will continue to flourish in the capital city. Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.